All right. Well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass. I am Matthew Nichol, and joining me today here at night, senior and captain Toby Split. So Toby, thanks for joining me here on a late Thursday night. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
Well, hey, it's game week. Vikings, you know, travel to Simpson here on Saturday. Just how's preparation just been kind of generally going?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of a little excited. Got a little taste of that action last week at Loras, but I think everyone's been just really ready for this moment to come up. I think our preparation has been really intense, and I think everyone's trying to really focus on the little things that we kind of left on the table at Loras. So I think the main goal for this week is to correct our mistakes from last week so we can play all together as like a full team game and just try to come away with the best results possible.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, it's tough because, like, you know, I went up to the Loras scrimmage. I caught the first half of it. I took my boys up, you know, at halftime. They were hungry, 8 and 10 years old. They got to go eat. So, we jetted there, and I think you guys were up like 17-0 or so. And, you know, we're starting to get, you know, folk kind of rotating in and out of, you know, first and second string and just getting different looks. But, it's one of those things, right? You don't want to show everything, but you want to work on, you know, the core aspects of your offense, the core aspects of your defense, your special teams. But it's such a controlled environment as well. I mean, they're quick to the whistle, you know, trying not to get, you know, anybody hurt. But, you know, you were talking just a little bit about last week and in that Loras scrimmage and coming out of it, like, what were just some takeaways that, you know, you had, you know, the Vikings had kind of defensively? What were just some general kind of sentiment on how it went?
Yeah, I thought that a lot of guys on our team, I thought we all played pretty well. I just think that a lot of us maybe need to correct a couple of things so we can be more efficient, I guess. I think we definitely left some things on the table, and we did not finish as well as we should have, and I think we know that. And I think our goal from this week, from the start, was just to be correcting all these things. But I thought altogether, I thought we came together as a team to really rally around the point that we need to win. So at the end of the day, a win to win, even if it is just a preseason game. But it did feel good to walk away when we were up and just coming away with it, just looking forward to stack games and stack weeks on weeks. I think that it kind of set the bar at a point where we can expect that to be the low, so that when we go into every week, we know that we can be much better than that and we can take another step up, so that we never kind of look back on that first game, so then we can just progress every week.
Yeah, 100%. Well, and you know, it was hard where, you know, I was up with, you know, some of the parents who were kind of up on the ridge there in Dubuque and kind of looking down on the field. And, you know, I didn't bring my, you know, binoculars with me, which, you know, so it kind of made it a little bit tough to try and pick everyone out. And I'm over there kind of writing, you know, who I think is what number, what I can see. And, you know, the secondary doesn't look entirely different. I mean, you're not a new face, you know. I mean, you've played, you know, in at least 5 games every year since your freshman year. You played a ton your sophomore year. You played a good amount last year. You know, you look over, you see Caden on the boundary. Darren, I think, was field side, you know, corner. Who else was kind of in that secondary? I think what, Cooper Marsh was maybe the snake, I think, in that role. Who else was kind of rounding out that secondary in that Loras scrimmage?
Yeah, so as you said, I mean, a lot of us have gotten time, so I think that's going to be really helpful for us, especially early on, is we have that experience. So yeah, Darren and Caden, obviously they're doing really good right now. Brayden Hutchins doing really good. He'll get some good time in. Yeah, Cooper Marsh, he's been in kind of that nickel spot. He's been really good over the last year. He's really progressed almost every week, and he's worked his butt off this whole offseason. I know that. I see him in the gym all the time. I see him in the field all the time, just working on his footwork, just getting better at every little detail think he's going to be a really explosive player for us on defense. Also, Nate Simon as well. I've been with him for the most of the time since we were freshmen, so there is just complete trust between all of us. Cole Schroeder as well. He's been doing really well. He's another guy that I think should be getting some good time in, and I think he's really improved over his last year as he's a sophomore now. So I think, especially as he gets older and matures into the game more, he'll be really good. And then we've had some success with the younger guys, some freshmen that have kind of stepped up into the spotlight, especially during our training camp, and even kind of balled out in that Loris game. Gavin Fagan's one of them. He got a pick during his time when he was in the game. Cameron Jurgens, who's another freshman, he got some good time in that Loris game. I think seeing that action at the college level is really important for them because they've really only been going against us and our guys, so they know what to expect. Whereas when we see a new team, they can really just settle into themselves more. So I think that as a whole has been really good for them. But I think overall, I think we're going to be, we got a lot of experience. I think we can bring a lot to this defense.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, it seems like a lot of folks. I mean, you rattled off a ton of names there, and there's a lot of talent. I think in the depth of things, and and that's been kind of a little bit of a strength, I think, for the secondary for the Vikings. I mean, you're a product of that, right? I mean, when Dakota went out 2 years ago for a number of games, I mean, you stepped in and got quite a bit of action, alongside Johnny Breeden there. So it's nice to see that, when you talk about the depth of the secondary, it continues to be, a good strength for the Vikings. So that's awesome. Now, stepping into, kind of that captain and full-time starter role now, how are like your role and your expectations just continuing to change, and and your presence in the secondary, how's that changing for you a little bit this year?
I don't think a whole lot's changing from my point of view. Well, last year, towards the end of the year, I think it was against North Central, game seven, I ended up leaving the game hurt. I didn't play for the rest of the year. So kind of just looking at an outside perspective from last year, I really thought that I wouldn't say like our attention was weak. I thought that we were missing out on a lot of little points. So I think I've made a big focus on our group as a whole to really focus in on these little details because they really mean a lot. Whether it's just speak up if you have your own ideas, it's not looking to one or two people. The main ideas that I kind of want to bring to the team is that we need to play under one mindset. I think our goal needs to be to win every week. I don't care if, let's say, someone on our team like has a bad game. If we win, they should be happy for us. But then again, if someone has a really good game but we lose, they should still be bummed that we lost. I mean, when it comes down to it, there's a lot of individual in the game, but as a whole, we need to respond as a team. So I think just having everyone get under the mindset that every little detail really affects the whole team and can help us, whether you're going to be carrying the ball 20 times a game, you're going to be our quarterback throwing it, whether you're just a defensive guy, whether even if you're a scout guy, everything's going to help out the team. So I think just getting everyone under the mindset of playing as one, as like one mindset, one team, having one goal, I think that's probably the biggest thing I've tried to get through.
Nice. And as I look in that secondary, I mean, Creer, went over to Riverdale, and is coaching them now full time, down at the high school level. A pair of new defensive back coaches. Trayvon Aldridge, he's a former Augie player from like 2016, 2017. And then, Tevin McKelvey. He was out there with like Carter Bell and them at South Dakota. How's it been? Whether it's different, new, exciting, I don't know what the right word to describe it is, but With Trayvon and Tevin coming in, what's it been like working with them in the secondary? And is there anything new, different, exciting? When you think about working with those two guys, I don't know them at all, so.
Yeah, they bring this just young, energetic feeling to practice every day. They get everyone excited to be out there. They want everyone pumped up all the time. So it brings a different level of energy to not only our secondary, but pretty much the whole team. They're getting into it at practice. They're excited for us. Coach Mac, which that's Tevin, we just call him Coach Mac. Every time someone gets a pick, he is probably the first person running all the way downfield to go celebrate with you. He's excited for you. He wants you to get those big moments. So it's really awesome to see him, especially since he's, I like to call him out of shape, but obviously he's just out of college, so he's still pretty fast and he moves pretty well. But he's beating all of us downfield to go cheer with the team with our teammates. So seeing that's awesome. But they've got us working pretty good. They are drilling us like crazy. They have us moving all around a lot. They want us to be really well conditioned so that you get to the point and later in the games where we're not feeling as tired. And there's nothing against Coach Pugh with that either. He was doing the same things, but just having that younger aspect of them because they're so close in age to us, they just bring like this close, like intenseness that we feel as players still, because they were players not that long ago. So I think bringing that to our team has been really impactful. So I think they've been doing a great job so far. I'm happy for Coach Creer and his movement to Riverdale to help coach his son. It's an awesome experience. He called me over the summer to tell me that, and I wish him the best of luck. I'm really happy for him. It's not an opportunity that a lot of people get, so that'll be really cool for him, I think. But yeah, I think that just the new coaches have been really great with their energy and just coming out to practice every day with just a determination to win the day.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm curious, when you think about like going from, you were just playing last fall, to now you're coaching, at some point, are you still in there like trying to challenge them? How are you challenging them different? There's a little bit of a personal spin, right, to it a little bit as well, because they probably inflect a little bit of their play style into how they coach, how they teach, some, whether it's technique, whether it's aggressiveness, whatever the case is, just so much of that stuff just really, can rub off. So, that's pretty cool. Now talking, a little bit about being a captain specifically. So, Braden Smith, you, Dylan Burton, Nick Hogan, and I was thinking just a little bit about just as a captain, everyone kind of brings their own style of leadership, right? So you've got like performance leaders. These are, on the field leaders who focus, the team, during practices and games, and they're very like vocal. You're kind of locker room, leaders, like your culture captains, right? Then you have your social leaders. They're around like fostering good relationships and chemistry. And then, you got kind of your organizational leaderships. These are folks that are talking about like the broader goals and visions of the team and really focus on the details of preparation and some things like that. There's so many different styles of leaders, but as you as a captain, I mean, what do you feel like, or how would you describe your leadership kind of style?
A lot of people know this. I'm not the most talkative person, so I'm not gonna be the guy that's just talking all day, like rah-rahing a lot. We got plenty of other guys to do that. But I would say I would probably fit into the category of finding like a team goal and like trying to spread that idea. Like I said earlier, I want everyone to play under one mindset. So I think I would kind of contribute myself more to that. I know a lot of people trust me. I trust a lot of people too. I want what's best for the team, and at the end of the day, I really just want what's best for everybody. So, if I got to steer people in that direction, if I got to help people find that direction, I'll do whatever I can. But I really just want what's best for everybody and really to help everybody out as not only a player, but also as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about, just your major a little bit. So you're a history education major. I think Hugh Keeney last year was maybe a history education major, and a few others. So, I'm always curious, like, why did you choose that major? Let's maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so honestly, going back to high school, I always thought I was going to be a business major here. I was really interested in marketing. I really liked just the overall business schemes. I actually have two business scholarships to go here, but pretty much I was starting to get on the fence. I did a little bit of coaching right after high school. I was a grad assistant at my old high school, and I kind of just fell in love with like the coaching aspect and kind of like the teaching part of it. So then I started to focus more on being a teacher. And obviously, I mean, I love history. It's awesome. There's so much to explore there. So I really just fell in love with just the history program and becoming a teacher. And then once I pretty much got here, I was still kind of in between being a teacher and going to the business track. And then once I kind of started and along the teacher path, I never really looked back. I spent some time at an elementary school and middle school. I'll be starting at a high school next week to start with my like clinical placements and just being around the teaching environment. So that's just something I've kind of like grown into more of. So like every year over the summer, I'll go back and I'll help coach my at my high school, I'll be a grad assistant. I'll help out all weight room stuff. I'll do football. I'll help out with baseball, track. I've helped out cheerleaders, tennis teams. I pretty much am just like, I do as much as I can around there to try to help as many people because, in my opinion, it's really good to see like the different sides of people. So it's not just like I'm only with football and it's just straight intensity. There's just so much yelling going around. It's good to like take a step back with those groups who don't need to like go as far with like their workouts or with like their like teaching moments. So you can't just yell at a guy or someone just because they did something wrong. You really gotta like teach them the steps through it and like kind of like explain things. So I think just the variety in coaching and variety in teaching has really helped me along the way. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with becoming a history teacher. So, yeah.
Now, is there a specific like period of time or events, around history that you enjoy maybe more than the other?
American history, of course. It's awesome. There's so much that happens, and you could dive deep so much into it. And obviously, we live in America, so it's great to know about where you live and how it became that way. Just going back even to the original 13 colonies and the American Revolution, it's one of my favorite topics to talk about. It's just so interesting to see just a really just a group of people just come together and just rival the biggest, most powerful nation that in the world at the time. They just beat them with just a bunch of just regular guys against a full-on army. So that part of it has always been so cool to me.
Yeah, I've got the got behind me here, got the old Federalist Papers book. So yeah, like that time period. Have you been out to the American History Museum out in DC then?
No, I have not been to DC. I want to. I think there's a lot for me to learn there and just a lot of like things that I think would be really interesting to learn about. So I would love to make it out there soon.
Dude, it's so cool. So me and my wife went out there a couple years ago. I was actually going out there for work slash I used to be on Governor Reynolds' workforce board here in the state of Iowa. So I'd go out there as for the National Association of Workforce Boards. And you're out there all week, you know, you're doing all this stuff with the national boards, but then you want to go and go tour everything. And the American History Museum was probably one of my coolest places I spent probably the most time at. And you know, not only just seeing, you know, the flag, the tattered flag that there is pretty awesome. They have a stuffed horse, which is pretty cool. You know, they have George Washington, and everything he wore. He had, you know, the hat that Lincoln was shot in is there. It's so cool. And you know, just sitting there, like, you know, you read something, you go right to the next thing. It's like you could spend just tons and tons of time. So yeah, I would highly encourage it, and use a day and just spend a day just in the American History Museum. Absolutely cool. So agree with you there.
I mean, over the summer we went to our Rome and Greece trip, which was really cool. So we got to see very like different parts of ancient history, which I also find very cool. So we got to explore the Roman Colosseum, got to do Pompeii, parts in Athens, like the I'm losing the name of it right now, the Parthenon, the original Olympic arena. Those were all so cool to me. It was such a really good experience to be on.
You know, I was telling my wife, I was like, you know, I need to figure out when you guys go again. So probably in 2 years. I think 2 years ago it was Germany. You guys did was Italy this year, and in that area, and Greece. And so I was telling my wife, we need to figure out when they go again. We need to go with. And I think it'd be a ton of fun just to a tour and do all the stuff with the team. But I also wouldn't mind actually calling the international game while we're there too. That'd be selfishly be a ton of fun. But yeah, so I mean, so tell me a little bit about that trip, right? You know, Coach Bell talked a little bit about it in the first interview with him. You know, from your perspective, I mean, what was it like just going over, being with the football team, getting to do all that stuff, play a game? What was that schedule just? Is it just crazy in terms of just packed? You're doing this, you're moving that.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every day we're doing something all day. So we're getting up early, 6, 7 a.m., and we're pretty much out and about doing stuff and pretty much until like 9 o'clock at night. So at the end of the day, everyone's gassed, but they lined it up to be doing some really cool things. So we got to see like the Amalfi Coast, Sorrento, different parts of Greece, a couple of islands over there. So a bunch of things that I never really thought I would ever really see or take interest in until I was over there. And I mean, just being with the team was awesome. I mean, we're all really good friends. Like some of my best friends are on the team, and being with them was just awesome, spending every day with them. And I'm really glad my parents also got to go on that trip, because I know that they would have been really jealous of me if they didn't go. So I'm really happy that they were there. But I think overall it was just a once in a lifetime experience. I know everybody that was on the trip had a really good time, and I don't think anyone ever like thought like differently of it. I thought everyone had a good time spending just time with the team, getting to know each other better, hanging out with people that you maybe don't hang out with as much here, like a lot of the younger guys that may not hang out with as much here. Just spend time with them overseas was just really awesome. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
What was like the favorite thing you ate while you were over there?
Everything I ate, I probably gotta go with this Greek burrito. We stopped in this pretty much like a small shop kind of restaurant, and they just had this huge, just giant burrito filled with just pretty much everything. It was like steak, lettuce, I can't even remember, tzatziki sauce, onions, So much stuff just packed, and it was just so good with everybody. So that was probably the best thing that I had there.
I like it. I like it. Let's talk a little bit about, kind of your the game day. So I'm always curious, on folks' kind of game day preparation, their routine. Some folks, eat certain things, they have a certain routine they go through, certain things they listen to. What does your game day routine kind of look like?
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, we got a night game on Saturday at 6 p.m. So it's a little longer of a day, a little kind of longer of a time. So I try not to like start thinking about the game way too much in the early in the day because I know I'm just going to freak out about it. So I usually just try to calm myself down by I'll just probably watch College Game Day in the morning, turn on some college football while I'm on the bus, kind of just getting my mind off things, just watching things. And then probably once I get to the stadium, I'll just probably throw on some music, trying to just mostly calm me down, just keep my heart rate low so I'm not trying to get too amped up right away. And then usually I take the field probably about hour and a half, hour 40 before the game. I'll usually do some stretching, a little bit of movement, throw around a ball, just kind of a bunch of things, just casual. Nothing to try to get me too tired or anything really, just try to start getting to move around. As you get back to the locker room, get dressed, start trying to like get myself into like locked in mood where pretty much I don't really talk to anybody. I just kind of focus on really just the game in general. I know that all my preparations got to pay off, so I don't try to like look over any notes. I kind of just try to sit there thinking about what could potentially happen and what calls I got to make while I'm on the field. And we take the field for warm-ups about an hour before the game. Warm up, try to kind of just get into the movement, get a feeling for the ground, kind of just know how I got to do things because, I mean, Simpson's got different turf than us. So maybe some sort of like footwork that I normally do here, maybe I got to change it up a little bit. But just trying to get used to the playing environment, kind of just getting used to everything on the field. So that when we go in and come back out and we're ready for game day, I'm as ready as I can be.
Absolutely. Now, what about so when we're at home? So, in 2 weeks, the first home game, we host Wheaton. I've got my tailgate pass. That to me is some of the best times, afterwards in the tailgate for the couple of hours, talking to players and parents and everyone that's kind of works their way through. But do you have a post game, food that, you would enjoy a lot? I am gonna miss the straights and and them, not kind of cooking out, and a few other folks there, but what about you?
Pretty much anything hot. I mean, pretty much anything that's made for us. I love it. Burgers, obviously, really good. My roommate's mom makes some really good burgers on the grill, so always excited to see those when after I walk out of a game. Pretty much anything made on the grill, I just love. I'll walk up and down. Some people may offer me some food, but I'm really good for anything. I mean, football's a little. It's tiring, so I'm pretty hungry after,
It
so I
is.
can pretty much so I can take down a whole horse.
Man, I mean, as you're walking down, it's like you've got, was it Blackstone flat top griddles that are going. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on, and it's pretty cool because, a lot of the parents, a lot of times they'll coordinate, whether it's themes or, different things that they're doing. Heck, they have food contests. Like, there's tons of stuff that they do. So it's a ton of fun to kind of go and check in with everybody and get a little plate here, get a little plate there. So yeah, it's a ton of fun. Now, who are you rooming with?
So yeah, I live with Braden Smith, Ryan Gustafson, Connor O'Boyle, Darren Oregon, and Jimmy McCoo. Originally, I've been living with Connor, Ryan, and Braden for the last 3 years. and I've been really close with them. So we were pretty much friends right from the start, pretty much right from when we met. So we've kind of just stuck with each other. So we've got this really close bond. We've all played football, so we go through everything together. And then obviously Darren's just been one of our best friends as well. So it's we didn't have like the space to have like another fifth person in our house, but now that we finally do, I mean, Darren's been great. And then Jimmy just transferred in from Illinois State, and he was really good friends with Braden growing up, and he pretty much clicked right when he got here. So he's been doing a great job of going around, meeting new people, introducing himself, just being really open to everybody. So he's been great to have around as well.
Well, I mean, you and Ryan, I mean, you guys go back to Cary Grove. And you know, I will say I was going through some stuff this week and just kind of in preparation for this, and you know, I always like to go through the X world, the Twitter world, and I have a small pet peeve, and it's just my personal pet peeve, but it's like anytime I see someone doing a signing day for Augustana, did they get the logo right? And they had the Augustana Vikings D2 logo. And I'm like, ah, just it kills me.
Yes.
You know, which that's nothing that you guys do. You know, it's whoever at the school, you know, printed the table tents out. But I looked at that today when you and Ryan were you know, doing your signing day, and I saw that and just kind of laughed it off a little bit. But yeah, you and Ryan, I mean, you guys go back to Cary Grove. You know, so that's been a pretty long friendship. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've known Ryan a long time. I mean, we go back even playing seventh grade football together, where, I mean, at the point he was a center and I was a linebacker. So we were just going head to head every day. But I mean, from that, we just got closer and closer as we got on through high school. And now we're still really close, obviously, here and at home. We hang out all the time at home. We're golfing all the time together. I mean, we've just been really close, so it's really nice to have someone like come from home and someone I've known for a long time around here.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little something about yourself, maybe that, you know, maybe people don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a big family. My dad is one of 16. His mom was one of 14, so I have a lot of cousins on my dad's side. I got three siblings myself, or triplets actually, and one of them is my brother Jason. Just got a job at Carthage as a running backs coach, so if I needed any more reason to try to beat up Carthage this year, I got one.
That's a good motivation. That's a good motivation.
Yeah.
One of, you know, kind of the last one or two things here. I know we'll wrap things up here. What advice would you give, you know, to an underclassman or maybe, you know, incoming freshman on the team, you know, as they look out on their kind of 4 years?
Yeah, I actually got asked this question last week. I did an interview while we were helping the freshmen move into their freshman dorms, news program, WQAD, I think, and something
Okay.
else came down to pretty much just put like a little story on freshman welcome week, and one of my teammates pointed out that they should talk to me, so I got interviewed, and that was another question that I got. So I would just say be yourself. If you are interested in something or might be interested in something, go out and try it out. If you don't like it after a little bit, at least you can say you tried it out, and then you'll know that it's not for you instead of just sitting there that you might have liked it. So I think just really just follow your passions and just do whatever you want to do. I mean, college is a great experience for pretty much everybody, as long as they make it what they want to. Because once this 4 years is over and it's gone by quick, you're gonna sit here thinking, did I do everything I wanted to do? And right now, as of now, I would say I have. So I want everyone to try to get that get that answer too, to really just sit down after 4 years and say, I did everything I wanted to and I had the experience that I wanted to.
Yeah, that's great advice. Well, lastly, I mean, to kind of wrap things up, is there anyone in particular you'd like to thank, family, friends, coaches, any shout outs you want to do? Any way to wrap this up? The floor is all yours.
Yeah, I mean, I could not be here I could not be here today without the help I've gotten. So I think, I mean, obviously I gotta thank my parents, Rick and Kristen Split. They've been awesome mentors to me, my siblings, Carly, Jason, Nathan. They've always just been really helpful throughout my life. Another more recent one, from my old high school, they've helped me out when I was there and also through the coaching world as long as I've been there. I can thank all of them, but really to wrap it down, just one couple of people I would thank, Ryan Ludwig, Matt Furlong, and Brad Sieber. They've been extremely helpful to me with helping me get a job and giving me advice whenever I need it. And Matt Furlong actually went here to
Yeah.
Augustana
I played
back.
with Matt.
I can't believe you did. And now he's over at Geneseo as a head coach.
Geneseo.
So he's been a just great person. He's been extremely helpful. So I think overall, I would definitely say my family has been like that top tier level of people I would like to thank. And after that, I'd probably wind it down to Furlong, Seberg, and Ludwig. They've been awesome and throughout my high school and college career so far.
I love it. I love it. Well, we'll hang out. I'll wrap things up here and let's connect for a few more minutes here, off screen. But Toby, thanks again, man, for joining me. It's been a privilege to watch you over, the last 3 years of your career here. So, looking forward to seeing, what you do here your senior year. So certainly good luck this season. Good luck Saturday. And then hopefully I can either catch you before or after the Wheaton game at home here in 2 weeks. So again, appreciate it and thanks for joining me tonight.
Of course, thank you for having me.
If you like today's episode, make sure to just subscribe to the Viking Press Pass.
4 letters, 1 year, 4 letters, 1 word. Yay!